hello. So, I was gonna record stuff yesterday, but I decided not to. But anyways, I'm currently on my way to my friend's house, and I got us some smoothies filled with vitamin C, because, you know what? Immune system matters, especially right now. There's a pandemic happening. Also, I know that quarantine was happening, which is good. But I feel like after a while, if you know that both people are safe, it's okay to see each other, maybe, you know? Because humans are not made for isolation. Humans are naturally social creatures. We want to have a little group, whether that's just one more person or, I don't know, or just an actual group. So, yeah. Even though we are with our families and stuff, we do need our little contact with our support group, because we all need support groups. It's good to have your little circle of friends. Oh, speaking of friends, did you know that if you have more than 3 friends, it could lead to depression because your brain feels like you have to care about like so many people and blah, blah, blah. I read about it and I was like, huh, interesting. So I'm good because I have 3 friends. But yeah. How's you guys this morning going? Right now it's 10:30, almost? Yeah. And I'm really enjoying this drive. It's out in the counties, there's a lot of green happening. The corn is growing. Corn, the band. Also, something that I meant to talk about yesterday but then I ended up not doing, is weight and how much we... like, how much our image, like, affects us, if it's not ideal for us, and how much we're so hard on our bodies, our bodies can only do so much, we have to give it time to change. Like, I've been working out for a solid 3 weeks, and I thought I lost weight, and I told myself not to weigh myself, like, until a month, but I still weigh myself, and I actually gained weight. And I was so upset over that, and I was really mad, and I was like, should I just give up? Like, I've always struggled with weight my whole life. And after I freaked out, I had my little freak out moment, and then I was like, hey, like, this is my body, and I really can't change that. I only get one body, and it's on me to take care of it so that it looks the way that I want it to look. And it's a process. It's only been 3 weeks. It's okay to gain some weight. People usually gain weight and then lose it, you know, when they first start working out. And also, I should have been eating better, because I've been eating healthy, but I have not been counting how many calories I eat. So maybe that would be something helpful. And I am in front of my friend's house now. So I'll continue this inside.
My favorite movie is Shrek.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop saying.
Why is it your favorite movie? I mean, it's a great movie. I'm not saying it's not, but why is it your favorite?
I don't know. That's just, I don't really watch movies. In my childhood, I just feel like every time I remember watching a movie, it was Shrek.
Have you seen the musical?
If it wasn't Shrek, it was Flushed Away.
Oh, Flushed Away?
Con las ratitas?
Piece of art. Dude, Little Worm singing Lonely? Hell yeah. Get it. Yeah. So,
Shrek.
And love yourself and body positivity and all that shit. Love your body. Take care of it. If you don't like something, fix it for yourself.
And be good.
Be good. Be good to yourself. Don't be so hard on your body and your mind.
Seriously. You only got one.
Yeah, what if each?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, really, really, really trapped in our bodies, man. We're a little vessel. You know?
A vessel?
Yeah, like, we have our spirit. Do you believe in all that? Do you believe in spirits and stuff? Or souls?
I don't know.
I think I do. Because it's like our consciousness.
Explícate.
like, our bodies are just meat stuff. They literally just keep us alive. But, like, me knowing that I am me and you knowing that you are you. And we have emotions and all this stuff. Like, I think that would be, like, your soul, your energy, your sense of self.
My energy?
Like, do you think you, your own body, and you existing is just your brain? Or do you think that this is just the means so that my soul can exist?
I never really looked at it like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think when I'm dead, I'm dead.
Okay.
I already told you this.
No, you've told me this. But then, I don't know, how do you see, like, so you just think that we go back to Earth, right?
We just become one with the whole. We turn into little worms.
So, the cycle of life.
Yeah.
That's what you go with. Okay.
We literally turn into dust.
So, do you think that our essence, our energy, goes to Earth?
Well, why do you think the core is so hot, baby?
It's all me.
Okay, I'm not dead. Relax.
So, how would you explain reincarnation and all that shit? Like, the kids that say... And people that have, like...
They just don't know.
They don't know?
No. They think they know, but they don't.
But even if it's, like, you fact-check them and they're right. Like, this their airplane did crash. And there's no way for this kid to know about it.
That's what you think. They could have seen it on, like, oh, I saw this quick little, like, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know if I what I think, you know? I just think what I That's think fine. And I know what
Honestly,
I know.
Honestly, I don't know either. And it's okay not to know. And I feel like I struggle with that. It's cool though,
if that's what you want to believe in.
No, like, yeah. Like, that's, yeah, like, I'm I ask cool you not to challenge you, but, like, just to know, well, yeah. You know? Like, just
and
to know
And I'm cool how you with just turning into dirt.
Yeah. As long as you're cool with it, you're fine.
Like, to me, I don't want to think that my soul's out there because I don't want to think it's just floating out there while I turn into worms.
But it wouldn't be floating out there.
Would be somewhere. So I just go with the worm.
Okay. But your consciousness just disappears.
Well, I just feel like my brain is off. I'm off.
Okay. I'm out of here.
Like, deuces. It was nice knowing you. Mm-hmm. But I'm asleep.
I'm asleep. So do you believe in ghosts and all that shit or no?
No.
Demons?
No. Ghosts, though? You know what? I didn't, but Coco be looking and barking at nothing. And she'll get scared. Like, she'll see something pass.
Oh, she's seeing spooky
And my uncle
shit.
Died here, so, like...
Oh, shit. No, I definitely believe in ghosts.
So, like, I, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I was gonna say that I used to feel bad for, like, not knowing what I believe. But if there's a God out there, I don't think that he would be mad for me not knowing.
Well, like... I don't think so either because I be doing some bad shit and everyone says, you know, just pray and he'll forgive you.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's true, but everyone tells me that, that no matter what, you'll be forgiven, which I really don't think so.
I think so.
Like, I've done some horrible things.
If in your heart you're good, if there's good in you, that you can improve, you'll be forgiven. Like, there's people that are genuinely evil, like child molesters and all that shit. I think that's genuinely evil. But I feel like if you are a good person who's just done some fucked up shit, it's okay. As long as you're good in your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't mean to hurt anybody.
Sometimes I do mean to hurt people.
No, and I get that. Everybody feels, like, prideful or, like, you want revenge or shit. Everybody feels that.
I want revenge. Like, you hurt me. Or you're just mad. Hurt too.
Yeah.
Like, if you made me feel that way, best believe I'm gonna make you feel that way, too.
That kind of is revenge.
Oh. Really? What revenge is a platter best served by me?
It's not cold. By me.
By food number two.
By food number two.
Yep.
But yeah. But as long as... I think that's a normal...
But yeah! You know?
That's a normal human reaction. But if you're good in your heart, and like you know what you did wrong and you repent about it, I think you're chilling. But yeah, I think God is like, as long as you're good and you're finding your way through whatever you're doing, you're good. You're a good person. Like, I don't know.
You gotta put your heart and soul into everything. Yes. And I really do. I put my heart and soul into everything I do.
That's all you have to do.
Into everything, whether it be hurting you or helping you. My heart and soul is going into it.
Oh, shit.
No, seriously. I don't want to hurt people ever. But it's always, like, it's coming genuine when it comes out of me. Everything that is genuine.
That's good.
I don't do it with no bad intentions. I don't do it with no nothing. I'm doing it because
that's exactly how I feel. It's very real.
I am not fake.
Yeah, I know you're not fake.
So you see what you get.
Yeah.
I don't hide it.
I think that's normal, though. But I'm saying, like you said, as long as you don't mean to hurt anyone.
Yeah, you do it.
As long as you do it.
Do it with a good.
Yeah.
Because you want to do it. You know? Don't do it because you're expecting something in return. Or anything.
We're out of topic.
Way out of pocket. Oh, we Polly Pockets.
You said we're Polly Pockets. But yeah. Just be good in your heart. I don't know. As long as you don't mean to hurt anyone. Purposely. Or like, because it's okay to react in the moment and then you hurt someone and it's like, whoopsies.
But then you like, I don't know, reflect off of that shit. Like me, I'd be an asshole to Mandy. And then I just turn around and I'm just like, yo, I feel bad. So the next day when she comes in, I'm like, hey man, that's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, as long as you're my boss.
And then she goes, no, it's okay. It didn't bother me. But yet, she left.
But see, you know how to apologize. A lot of people don't know how to apologize.
Well, because I see it. As soon as she left that day that I pissed her off and she had to leave her own restaurant instead of me, I was like, damn, I really fucked up. I made her leave. Like, the boss. I made the boss leave because she couldn't even stand to look at me. So I was like, all right, I'm sorry. I apologize. I guess I did something wrong. Not I guess, but I did do. I told her. I was like,
and
I'm sorry.
As long as you recognize that, you're chilling. Because there's people that really don't recognize when they're doing wrong.
No, you are completely correct.
Horrible. Those are the ones that are just, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. Vincent Van Gogh.
Hell yeah, that's the homie.
What's done and love is done well.
What a man. I've been meaning to end this podcast for 500 years, but then I forget. And I just keep talking.
Well, let's kill it with peace.
Ratatata.
Ratatata.
I'm in the ghetto. I'm in the ghetto. Ratatata. I fucking love that video. Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.